Well, hi, church. Thank you for checking in. We're doing a podcast today in Joshua chapter 19, looking at the two tribes in one shot here. We're going to look at Zebulun and Issachar. These are two tribes of Israel, and in this chapter, chapter 19, the Bible tells us their allotments of land. Okay. And I'm putting these together for a couple of reasons. Namely, the Bible pretty much always puts them together. Zebulun and Issachar just kind of go together. They were sons of Jacob, actual men. Zebulun and Issachar were sons of Jacob through Leah. They were her last two. They were born directly to her. And that's one reason that they're lumped together. They were close. They would have been close in age with the same mother. And you might remember that family. There was Leah and Rachel, but there was also the two concubines, the two mistresses that went along, Bilhah and Milcah. I think I got their names right. In any case, Issachar and Zebulun go together frequently. They are listed here in Joshua 19 back to back with their territories. Their territories border one another, so they're geographically together. In the book of Deuteronomy, there's a blessing. I'm going to read this to you. There's a blessing that Moses gave in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 33, and it says, "Of Zebulun he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out, and Issachar in your tents." So he's putting Zebulun and Issachar together. Moses did this. "They shall call peoples to their mountains. There they offer right sacrifices, for they draw from the abundance of the seas and the hidden treasures of the sand." So Moses lumped Zebulun and Issachar together. If you go back to Genesis, at the end of his life, Jacob, their father, blessed them, and he put them together as well. And he didn't put them together quite the way Moses did, but he listed them as Zebulun and then Issachar. "Zebulun shall dwell at the shore of the sea. He shall become a haven for ships. His border shall be at Sidon. Issachar is a strong donkey." It just goes in. So he lists both of them together. And then geographically here in Joshua, if you put them together, they would have shared borders with one another. So these are brothers. You could say all 12 tribes are brothers in a sense. But Issachar and Zebulun appear to be kind of a closely bonded brothers, and their land is together and their blessings are listed together and so on. You might also know, all the way into the New Testament, not mentioned very often, Zebulun, Issachar, these guys are not, they're not well-known tribes. They're not like Judah and Levi and so on. Zebulun and Issachar, if you're trying to list the 12 tribes of Israel, these are the ones you might forget. But the Zebulun is mentioned again in Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus first begins to go out after the baptism, after the temptation. It says this: "Now when they had heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what might be spoken of the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned." So that's where Zebulun is listed there with Naphtali or Naphtali. I don't know how to pronounce it either. Either way, look, these are tribes that are going to be in the relative north of the land of Israel. They're part of the 10 northern kingdom tribes when the kingdom splits. And they are kind of north-central, but their borders butt up very closely up against the Mediterranean Sea. Although, depending on which maps you have, they might not go all the way to the Mediterranean Sea. And if you read here in Joshua 19... they do not appear to bump up right up against the Mediterranean Sea, but they were very close. The way the land is oriented, they were both close. And then Zebulun would have also included a border with Galilee, the Sea of Galilee. And so these prophecies that I just read to you from Jacob and from Moses said that Zebulun is going to do a lot of sea trading. He's going to be up against the sea. And that, in fact, turned out to be true. Whether it was prophetically true or whether when Joshua is given out this land, he's like, oh, I should get them over by the water because that's what Jacob said. I don't know. It says that they're literally drawing lots for this land. And so it just kind of happened this way. Interesting little tidbit. And then you will see some that, of course, there's some. There's always somebody that wants to argue with the Bible and say, it's false for whatever reason. And they will say, well, the Mediterranean Sea doesn't really exactly border up against Zebulun and Issachar. They're spaced off a little bit and sharing territory with other tribes and doesn't really count. Jacob was wrong. He's a false prophet. You'll hear people say this stuff. But look, Moses said it will be from the seas, meaning Mediterranean and Galilee. And boom, what do you know? That's exactly where they fall. And so, no, you don't necessarily have to have a coastline to be considered by the sea. I live in Pennsylvania, and we are considered to be an East Coast state, even though we do not have an East Coast. It's just a general way of doing things, and I don't think there's any kind of contradiction here. A short little episode here, but these two tribes are listed very short. There's not a whole lot to go into with them. And praise the Lord, we'll get into the inheritance of Asher and Naphtali and Dan, and then Joshua himself here in these next few. All right, God bless you. I'll talk to you next time.